Thank you, and thanks for sticking around for the last session of the conference. My name is Mark Warner. I'm with the Wisconsin Division of Public Health and work in a range of environmental occupational health issues. Have worked for about 10 years on our environmental public health tracking program, and I'll talk a little more about what our broad objectives are for that program. But within that context, we had an opportunity to look at the potential to develop environmental public health tracking content related to beach quality. And so I'll talk about how we went about prioritizing some content, what data resources exist in Wisconsin to support that sort of development, and then some things that we've learned along the way of evaluating and prioritizing different types of content. So the objectives for my presentation, first, to describe the rationale for including beach quality data in our environmental public health tracking activities, to summarize our efforts to try to develop, to look at what data exists on beach quality in Wisconsin and how to incorporate those into our current environmental public health tracking framework, and to list the challenges that we've encountered in trying to develop this sort of content and how we're thinking about addressing them. The concept of environmental public health tracking originated a little over 10 years ago with a report from the Pew Commission that described the environmental public health system in the United States as being significantly fragmented, in that there were a number of what they identified as data systems that were not data systems for health outcome data or health status data, and entirely different data systems for environmental hazards such as air quality and water quality, that there were elaborate data systems, but they were not interoperable. There was limited means and infrastructure and methodology to be able to examine and analyze environmental data on environmental risk factors, on environmental factors and the chronic diseases, for example, for which we know they are risk factors. So out of that report came an effort and funding from Congress to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the U.S. To develop environmental public health tracking networks to try to address, try to break down these data silos and create more interoperable systems for looking at data on environmental exposures and related chronic diseases. So within that framework, we've developed a public portal that has data on a range of environmental public health topics, including air quality, ozone and particulate matter, drinking water quality, asthma hospitalizations and emergency department visits, childhood lead poisonings, cancers, birth defects, and a few other health and environmental endpoints. So within that framework, we thought about what other sorts of data we would prioritize at the state level to include in our state portal. And so we thought about beach quality data and a number of reasons why we thought that might be a useful avenue to think about pursuing. One is that beach quality data are used on a daily basis by the public to make decisions about recreational water use, and certainly having access to timely data can help improve the quality of the decisions that people are making about the use of recreational waters. We felt that within our EPHT networks, we could potentially find locations for access point information use it as an access point for a number of different types of information that exists that can be found on individual websites or in specific databases, but we're not presented in a place where people making recreational water decisions might be able to access them. So this included information on beach locations, beach boundaries, and access points for boating, fishing, and other sorts of recreational water uses. Another supporting reason for this rationale is that we are increasingly seeing the availability of same-day pathogen testing results for beaches. It used to be pretty prevalent, and still is true in a lot of places, that if we're taking a beach sample, a microbial sample on a Tuesday morning, we'll take it back to the lab, run the culture, and we'll get a result Wednesday morning that we'll use to make a decision about whether the beach should be open or closed. With polymerase chain reaction technology, we're now able to take a sample, in many cases, if where laboratory methods allow, we can take a sample at 8 o'clock on a Tuesday, get the results back by 10 o'clock, and make appropriate decisions before beach, and provide appropriate advice before recreational water users go out to the beach. And so as a result, one of the reasons why that's valuable is that there's an extraordinarily degree of variability inter-day variability for pathogen testing results. So it's simply using Tuesday's conditions as the basis for a decision, a public health decision about a beach on Wednesday, it simply doesn't give us a whole lot of good information. This project is funded by the EPA's Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, and as such, the focus of the work is primarily on the Great Lakes beaches in Wisconsin, and we have beaches on both Lake Superior and Lake Michigan. So the primary workflow was to conduct a statewide beach data inventory to get a sense as to what sort of data we have on beach quality, to assemble a group of stakeholders, both data users and data stewards, to get feedback from them about their data needs and what sort of platform they might want to use, where they're getting their beach data, and what sort of enhancements they might like to see. Think about what sort of analysis, visualization, and reporting features they might like for in terms of a beach data product, and then implement and evaluate what we put together for beach quality. So for the data inventory, we looked at a number of different available web-based resources. These included the range of specific parameters that are collected. And these include things like, aside from E. coli, cell counts, looking at certain types of other organisms, such as cyanobacteria, parameters such as water temperature, turbidity, in some cases chlorophyll A concentrations. Looking at the range of the data, so the geographic and the temporal scope over which we have beach data, the frequency with which the data are collected, the seasonality, how the data are stored, how they can be accessed in the various systems, and then a description of some of the qualitative information, the metadata that accompanies those data. So the primary resources that we identified as sources of beach quality data were the EPA Beacon website, the SWIMS database from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, a Wisconsin Beach Health website that is sponsored by the U.S. Geological Survey, and a number of local public health department websites, especially for local health departments that collect their own beach quality data. So this is what the Beacon system looks like at EPA. And this is a system that pulls information from a number of different databases relevant to beach quality, and this is the old platform by which these data used to be available. The Wisconsin DNR maintains a surface water integrated monitoring system, and this includes data on a range of water of chemical, physical, and biological features. Of surface waters. And this is the U.S. Geological Survey's Wisconsin Beach Health website, and this gives you information by specific beach, maps the gives a basic map of where the beaches are, and it shows you when the beach sampling season starts and when it ends. And this is specific because this is also from this is funded in part by the US EPA as part of the Beach Act. So this site is also limited primarily to data from Great Lakes beaches in Wisconsin. So the findings from our inventory was primarily that the U.S. Geological Survey's Wisconsin Beach Health website is the primary resource for most people who are looking for beach quality data in Wisconsin. While we have a range, we felt as though the sorts of parameters that we might want to include or look at was pretty broad. There was some limitation in terms of the geographic scope of the data. In particular, at being a statewide public health agency, we felt that limiting the scope to Great Lakes beaches left a lot of Wisconsin bathers without much information, particularly for some of our more popular inland lakes, such as Lake Winnebago, which is a particularly large inland lake that's part of the Great Lakes Basin, but it's not one of the Great Lakes, obviously. So once we had our inventory together, we took the data and information that we had out to a group of stakeholders to look at, to get their senses to how they felt, what resources they use, how they felt the resources were meeting their needs as sources of beach quality data, describe how they used those data, some of the strengths and weaknesses of the broadly defined data system, and what sort of gaps that we needed to work on in Wisconsin. We had attendees from a nice range of organizations, the Alliance for the Great Lakes, which works on a fairly broad range of Great Lakes issues, a number of county health departments and other county-based organizations, a number of our, we had a couple of state agencies, Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and a couple of laboratories. There's a laboratory at the University of Wisconsin at Oshkosh that does a lot of beach testing, as well as the Wisconsin State Laboratory of Hygiene, and the U.S. Geological Survey, which provides a lot of information on their beach health site. So the questions we asked them were, how are they affected by the limited nature or scope of beach data quality? What data sources do they use the most? How would they evaluate the quality of the data that they get from those systems? And what are the data gaps that on a statewide level we need to try to address? And their responses were certainly varied. There were a few specific trends. So one was about the lack of clarity as to where to find the data. So there wasn't, in some cases, the local health department might have data on their site that would be duplicated somewhere else, and it wasn't always clear if those were the same data, or they may appear on two different websites but updated at different frequencies. So one may have more updated data than another one. There was some concern that it was not always clear if a beach was tested. There seemed in some cases to be an assumption from the public that only problem beaches are tested, and so if there is a beach for which there are no data, there's an assumption that there has been a prioritization step within the relevant health agency, let's say the local health department, that if they're not testing this beach, therefore there must not be a problem. When in many cases those decisions are not made on the basis of quantitative data, but perhaps on the basis that this is a beach that is not, it may not be public property, or it may just not have a bather load that makes it a priority. So an assumption that no beach information suggests that everything is just fine at the beach, and that's not always true. There was an interest in moving messaging beyond E. coli and thinking about other sorts of issues, specifically thinking about how to construct messages that contribute to undertaking source identification projects. So if there is a contamination issue at a beach, if there are high microbial counts on a repeated basis, there can be, in some cases, I know we've had localities that have struggled to be able to get the resources to do an in-depth investigation to identify the source of the problem and address it. And so there was some interest in, if there are communities who are interested in beach data, communicating to them that the value of source identification, or the basic understanding that while in many cases the pathogens are coming from, may come from specific types of sources, they may be present at the beach, or they may be coming from sewage overflows, or other sources that if there was community will and community resources, that those problems could be addressed. Some of the feedback we got related to what sort of features would be desirable in a beach quality module, and this includes certainly the need for real-time data, so being able to, if we have PCR data that allows us to do same-day beach testing, having a mechanism where we can get those data as soon as they're available, so they reflect current conditions, which is not a feature that our environmental public health tracking system, that's not the temporal speed for which we tend to put data on that system. It's more about longer term relationships between air quality and respiratory or cardiovascular endpoints. So it would require a different sort of reporting process to really get those data in a timely manner and incorporate them into our tracking system. There's also an interest in specific information about associated maps and sampling points, so that individuals can have a better sense as to if there may be more than one sampling point at a beach, if there's a process by which results are averaged, for example, or if samples are rotated between a number of different points on a beach, so that the resulting values can be better placed in the context. So when we took the feedback back from the stakeholders group, we thought about focusing on coming up with additions to existing county environmental health profiles that come out that are generated within our environmental public health tracking system. So thinking about maybe adding a specific chart for a county that, or a set of charts that provides the same sort of information, a sort of a snapshot of what's happening of beach quality over time for a particular locality. And we also wanted to evaluate a few pathogen-based indicators at a county level as summary measures that can be used perhaps as part of a community health improvement process within a local health department. And then looking at the range of data sources that were available, I think our current conclusion is primarily that as long as the USGS Wisconsin Beach Health data system is available and those data can be exported relatively easily, that we probably will be using those data to the extent that we're able to incorporate real-time data into the products that come out of this project. So this is a prototype map for Manitowoc County, one of our counties on Lake Michigan, just demonstrating where some of the beach locations are and their proximity to each other. And this is a table that we've run by the folks in Manitowoc County at the health department specifically as sample and county environmental health profile content with the beaches that are routinely tested and the number of closure days based on E. coli. And you can see that there is, I'm not sure how well you can see it, but there is some variability between years, considerable number of beach closings, 2010, 2011, only two in Manitowoc County for 2009. And you can also see that there are some beaches, a couple that had in 2010 that had more than 10 beach closure days. So there certainly is some variability within the county beaches, and that's good information for the public to be able to know. We've also talked to the folks in Manitowoc about how to display quantitative data, and what the first our first iteration with them was to look at displaying an expression of central tendency is to use a geometric mean, just based on the fact that these are going to be log normally distributed values, and trying to put them on a chart. And so in this display, we have the geometric mean down here at the bottom and the maximum up at the top. And while we felt that this was a useful way to be able to compare results across beaches, the folks at Manitowoc County really felt that geometric mean was not a commonly understood metric within their beach-going public. So they've offered some feedback, not really in terms of what we should use, but that they didn't think this was a way that was going to work for them in terms of their community. So we're still talking to them about how to do this. So I will close with a list of a few of the challenges that have come up within this project so far. Obviously, there's a need for real-time data to make beach decisions. If we can get data from that describe what's happening on a given day, and that those data are present on the Wisconsin Beach Health website, so finding a way to integrate them in a way that either we can add messaging to a link that goes out to that site, or better yet, to be able to incorporate that into our messaging platform within the tracking networks. The ability to scope the project in alignment with external resources, and this also goes along with maintaining the last comment on maintaining a statewide focus. As I mentioned earlier, we have a statewide scope in what we do in terms of beach quality. If we have categorical funding like we do for this project that is specific to Great Lakes beaches, we'd like to be able to leverage what we're doing on this project as much as we can to also provide the same or a similar level of improvement in the in our ability to deliver data on inland beaches as well. Other issues, communication with data stewards. As we talked about, the folks in Manitowoc County who are paying for the data that are generated in their county, making sure that the metrics that we come up with are ones that they think are useful and are aligned with their interests. And finally, a couple of other developments. One is that we have worked with the Wisconsin Beach Health website. We provided support for them to develop a smartphone app for, I think it's only for Android at this point, but it does provide a useful means of getting access to beach data in a way that you can actually take your phone to the beach and get it while you're there, which we can't do for a lot of our web-based products. And then finally, I think one of our concerns right now is that there's been some instability in Beach Act funding at EPA, and so the funds that support the testing that provide the data on the USGS website, we'll be struggling next year to try to keep some minimum level of data for those beaches. But clearly, if there are fewer beach data being collected, that limits the degree to which we can share high-quality data with the public. Thank you.